on WNYC and WNYC.org. I'm Amy Eddings. It's now been about 11 months since Sandy struck New York and New Jersey, but evidence of the damage it caused is still being discovered. Sandy's storm surge flooded thousands of acres of land and property with salt and sand from the Atlantic Ocean. And the gritty duo is still conducting its corrosive work on all kinds of infrastructure, from Jersey Shore boardwalks to New York City subway tunnels. WNYC's Janet Babin joins us now. Janet, Ocean County prosecutors in New Jersey say the fire on the boardwalk in Seaside Heights and Seaside Park last week was caused by electrical wiring, live wires that were likely compromised by Sandy. How could it really take 11 months for this damage to manifest itself in this dangerous fire?
Well, apparently this is the way it works, Amy. Salt water corrodes copper and aluminum wires, and it does it slowly over time, where these connections, these wires deteriorate, and then they can start arcing. So I spoke to an electrician, Rocco Compitello. He's a licensed electrical contractor in New Jersey. And he says once the salt water gets into the wires, it really becomes insidious. And in fact, it's much worse, much harder on these wires than just regular water.
That's how oxidation works. It's like a rust on your car, for instance. You know, you may see a little spot, and then over time, it, you know, you'll see rusting, and eventually it's going to rust through. That's the same way with wire.
So Compitello says people might have this false sense of security. You know, my stuff has been working since Sandy. I don't know if it was underwater or not, but everything appears okay. But he says anything that was submerged really should be replaced.
Was anybody responsible for inspecting and repairing that faulty wiring underneath Core's frozen custard stand? That was where the fire apparently started?
Well, the prosecutor who investigated the fire didn't really blame the custard stand. He said that those wires and lines were inaccessible because of sand that was built up under the boardwalk. And we're talking about an area here, Amy, that's underneath this custard stand and is in underneath a subfloor and then above the boardwalk and the sand. So it's a squishy area. But we do know that New Jersey issued a letter to everyone affected by the storm a few months after Sandy that gave guidance for what to do with electrical systems in the aftermath of Sandy. And that letter said that any equipment or outlets like receptacles, lighting and switches, alarms that were submerged did have to be replaced within 90 days.
You mentioned, Janet, that this is a squishy area, and I know you mean squishy in terms of ownership and not
Correct.
That it's physically squishy. But what is CORS saying about it? Who was responsible for this electrical wiring?
Well, we did reach out to CORS and Biscayne Candies, and we haven't heard back. Now, on its Facebook page earlier today, the owner of the custard stand, Bruce Core, did say that he felt that he owed his loyal customers some clarity about this fire, and he wrote that Course does not own the building where the fire started. It rented that space from Biscayne Candies. And again, Biscayne Candies has not yet gotten back to us. So that part, who's responsible and what degree, is still unclear, but will probably become important as time goes on.
Right. And people are seeking to sue somebody to reclaim some
insurance
companies.
Yes.
Correct. To recoup some of their losses. The New Jersey boardwalk is not the only place where we've been hearing about the devastating effects of salt water. The MTA is warning of additional subway line closures as they do long-term repairs.
Just this morning, after an MTA board meeting, MTA Chairman CEO Tom Prendergast was asked about the damage the salt water flooding caused to underground tunnels, and he blamed the salt water for numerous transit problems.
The issue of latent failures will affect anything that saw a large amount of salt water. So it's not just the Under River tunnels. We had infrastructure that was outside of the Under River tunnels that saw that, and we have seen an increased frequency of failures. It has affected an increase in delays.
So this summer, the MTA did close the tube carrying the R train beneath the East River for 14 months. And then the G train is going to be closed between Brooklyn and Queens. It's undergoing, it's 12 weekends of closures to repair the damage that happened when all of that salt water flooded in. Also, Prendergast says the MTA may have to shut down the tubes carrying the popular 2, 3, A, and C lines between Brooklyn and Manhattan. That, though, is expected, those closures, Amy, expected to be much less, more like overnight closures.
And after the R and the G train tunnels are taken care of.
Yes, correct. Not at the same time.
WNYC's Janet Babin on the lingering effects of Sandy's floodwaters on infrastructure in New York and New Jersey. Thank you so much, Janet.
Thank you.